From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this important how-to lesson this week, we're going to be discussing what is the Fed's decision for holding interest rates mean to you? It's so important, Fed monetary policy and how it affects the economy. But we're going to speak specifically to you, the investor. I really love to start off with some facts. Before I give my opinions, before I tell you what's going on in the market, let's talk about some facts specifically. The rate short term is between 5.25 and 5.5%. That's the highest in 23 years. It was held firm. Number two, they've raised short term rates 11 times. Number three, July of 23 was the last time the rate was increased, a little less than a year ago. The fourth one, inflation is still too high for the Fed. And I think for us as well. They're trying to tell us it's around 3%. Great. I don't believe that that number is 3%. Last year it was 9%. We're all getting hammered. I mean, prices are still going up, and that's what they're afraid of. That's why they're caught. They would have loved to drop rates sooner, but they can't, because if they do, the economy will heat up and inflation will rear its ugly head again. And I don't know if this is a fact or not, but it is, but I'm going to put an asterisk beside it. Job growth is strong, but is it just job growth, or is it jobs that were lost during COVID just coming back? I don't know. I like to refer to this time period, to be honest with you, as the silent recession. I just feel as if it's stagnant, not much going on, especially in real estate. Whether you're in residential or commercial, there's not a lot of deal flow, not a lot of loans getting done, not a lot of activity. It seems as if we're like in a holding pattern. People don't know where to go. It's the uncertainty. And I'm going to throw a fact right now that may piss some people off, but it's just the reality. And it's come out of the politicians' mouths. Democrats love low interest rates. Do you know why? Because they want low unemployment. They want everyone to have a job. And that's great. The sentiment is great. The theory is great. Now let's go on the Republican side. The Republicans love low interest rates because it's a booming economy. And who benefits from a booming economy? Holders of assets. If you're in the stock market, if you have real estate, if you have businesses, if you're a corporation, what's happened over the last 10 years with interest rates at near historic lows? We've had a booming economy. Now, what Democrats don't understand is when you have, you know, low unemployment and you have low interest rates, you're creating a larger income gap. The wealthy are getting wealthier. They don't understand economics. And the Republicans are just as bad, because what they're doing is they're creating not even this uncertainty, but all of this speculation that's led us to where we are. And if you go back to other market cycles, it's no different. We go into recession. Rates are high. They need to drop rates to spur the economy. The economy gets spurred. All of a sudden, there's a lot of activity. Things start heating up. Inflation starts to rear its ugly head. Again, I love to say that, but it does. It pops up. And the Fed, they say their number one job, their number one priority is to take care of inflation. So what do? They need to raise rates to take control of inflation. When that happens, the economy does slow down. Now, one thing that has really annoyed me over this last cycle, and this is one of the reasons that's sort of perplexing to me, is party in power. Whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, they're both the same to me in this instance. They want low interest rates because they want a booming economy. Now, in the November 22 elections, they should have raised rates sooner. They should have slowed the economy down instead of shocking the system and really taking a lot of people off guard when they were saying inflation was transitory. I think they knew better, but they were trying to hedge their bets and say, if we raise rates too high, it may slow the economy down too much, and we may not get the results we want in this election cycle. I have nothing to prove, can't prove it, but I'm going to state my opinion, and that's how it felt. Because right after they realized, oh gosh, we need to raise rates. Inflation isn't transitory. And what do? They shocked the system and raised them so quickly that a lot of deals right now that are in what we call bridge debt are having trouble because rates went up so quickly they couldn't adjust. Now, what does it mean for certain people in the economy? First of all, in 2024, they're expected to make 3 cuts. That's what they said. So great. If you're an asset owner and you're in multifamily or you're in single family and you bought a deal and you're trying to make this deal work at 6.5% or 7% and it makes sense and it's working, well, guess what? When rates eventually do drop into 4.5%, 5% range, possibly even 4%, party on. You're going to be able to refinance that deal. That's why when rates drop, people do these refinances. People buy in the speculation, and that's why the economy churns with these lower rates. So if you're buying a deal right now and you're making it work at these high interest rates, just wait to be able to refinance. We've got 3 deals that we bought in the last 12 months that we bought them at 6. One was 6% in the beginning of 2023, 6.5 mid-2023, and 6.75 end of 2023. These deals are all doing very well. When rates do drop, man, the party's on. But who does it impact? Because this is important. If you're a saver, and all of a sudden I've got some money in the bank right now, you're getting 4.75. You're out buying short-term treasuries at 5%. Let's say you got $1 million in the bank. You're making almost $50,000 a year when you have high interest rates. So you like high interest rates if you're a saver. That's why over the last 10 years, nobody was saving money because you weren't getting any kind of return. Inflation was squashing that saver's benefit. Number two, when rates are higher, you're seeing what's going on with mortgages. Mortgages, people aren't doing mortgages as much as they were, you know, 2-3 years ago when rates were 3%, the economy was really churning. So higher mortgages mean a higher cost of capital for people going out to borrow. So it's not really conducive to lending when rates go higher. Well, bond prices. Well, when rates go up, bond prices go down. Inverse relationship. Well, now rates are starting to go down. Bond prices are going to start going up. And of course, the stock market. The stock market rallied the other day because they heard that rates weren't going to be going up anymore. I'm honest with you, they like rates that are lower. Why? Because people put money into the stock market. There are not other places that they can invest. So when rates are super low, it's great for corporations. They have better corporate earnings. It's great for the stock market. So it's really, really important to understand who it affects and how it affects you, right? We want lower rates so we can refi. Right now, the 10-year treasury is at 4.25. So you're looking at, you know, 6.25, 200 basis points above if you're looking into commercial lending. Maybe a little bit high for you out there. We're waiting for these rates to reset. And like I said, if a deal is working for you right now, can you imagine in 18 months when you're going to be able to refi? To conclude the how-to lesson, it's hard to put this all into perspective because I've only got a few minutes to share it with you, but it's important. The Fed is stuck in a hard spot. They really are. They should have raised rates sooner. They didn't because of political pressure. And you can go back to the last cycle when the last president was around. Same thing. They should have raised rates a little bit quicker, but they didn't because they felt the political pressure. Because once they did, if you put your history cap back on in 2019 and 2020, I remember rates were in the mid to low threes. They did a little rate bump there. When rates got up above 4, 4.5, deals started going out of contract because they weren't making sense. So the political party sensed it. They said, time out. Don't raise rates. And they didn't. And then what happened? COVID came. Now, was it right? Was it wrong? Probably a smart idea in the short term not to raise rates, right? Because if you raise rates, all of a sudden you go into recession. We're already going into recession with COVID. So they said, let's not raise rates. So the Fed is hard. They're stuck in a difficult situation. They want to keep inflation under control. If they drop rates right now, they know the economy is going to roar back and inflation is going to come back. So they're going to have to hold on. How long? I'm not sure. Politically, either way, it doesn't look good. So to conclude, go back in history and see what's happened in the last few market cycles. And history tends to repeat itself. Continue to underwrite deals. If deals make sense in this environment right now, good. Let's buy that deal. Don't buy a deal with the thought that, hey, I'm underwater, it's really difficult, I can't service the debt, but hopefully in the next 12 months, rates drop, and then I can refi, and then the deal makes sense. Be careful with that. Unless you're getting a lot of interest only, a long interest only period, because you don't know when they're going to drop rates. You know they're going to have to drop rates sooner or later, because the debt, the service, the government debt at $34 trillion, that cost of capital is getting excessive and it's getting worse every day. So they can't keep rates high. And if you think we have a debt problem, go around the rest of the entire world. The entire world has a huge debt problem, not only us. Pencils up. Continue to underwrite deals. If they make sense in this environment at this interest rate, close the deals. I'd love to hear your thoughts on where inflation is, how it's affecting you, if we have inflation, and what you think the Fed's going to do with interest rates. Are they going to raise interest rates? Probably not, but I'd love to hear from you. And are they going to drop interest rates? And when do you think they're going to drop interest rates? And more importantly, how that affects you. Leave it down below in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube. I want to thank you, really, for spending a few minutes of your day listening about interest rates. It's such an important topic, how it affects the economy overall, and how there are some winners and how there are some losers, and how you can benefit from interest rates either going up or going down. Thanks, and I'll see you on next week's how-to.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.